Hi everyone, it's Cody from the Rancor's Brothel. If you haven't heard already, we're in a partnership with a great gaming company called Metallic Dice Games. They provide some of the best looking dice and accessories at an affordable price. And here at the Brothel, we're going to make that great price even better. By using our exclusive promo code RBP10 at checkout, you can get 10% off your entire purchase. Even better, Metallic Dice Games is giving a bit of it back to the show to help us cover expenses. So snag yourself a set of premium dice over at metallicdicegames.com and help support the podcast by using promo code RBP10. Check it out today. The Rancor's Brothel would like to thank Natchez Thrace for allowing the use of their song Janino Horo as background music during this episode.
Warning, this podcast contains mature content, including scenes or descriptions of graphic violence, sexuality, and psychological trauma. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents... Impossible Landscapes. A Delta Green campaign. Dennis Detweiler.
So what next?
About that time somebody bangs on the on the side window. Hey, I thought I told you. Oh, sorry, we've had some people sitting outside. Never mind. My apologies. I'm sorry, folks. And the guy turns and starts walking back to his house.
I call hold a moment. Does he hold
a moment? Is he going to 917?
Yes.
Okay. It's the guy that was tending to his lawn.
Sorry. My apologies.
No. Wait,
you can tell that this guy is Caucasian, probably late 30s. Looks pretty f***ing jacked. Like, guy just got done bench pressing 350, and he did definitely more than one set. So I mean, he's pretty built.
His strength score is at least 16 or higher.
he does not skip leg day, Flynn.
Oh, so that's something that is something I need to look up, because I have not champion. I did not look up damage bonus. I don't know what it is.
My apologies. I thought you were someone else. I'm sorry.
You said you've seen some people hanging out here?
I'm retired. Just keeping an eye on the neighborhood.
Irrelevant to the question.
No, not irrelevant to the question. We've just had some folks in the neighborhood. It's not you folks. Sorry. Don't mean to bother you. Just making sure.
What type of folks?
Just some people hanging around the neighborhood. It's been odd. I haven't seen them in a while. I thought they were you.
You've seen them trying to disturb Mr. Marbus's place?
Dr. Barbus?
Barbus.
Yeah, I thought you said Marbus.
I slipped of the tongue. Barbus.
Yes, Dr. Barbus. Do you know Dr. Barbus? Do you work with him?
Don't work with him.
Oh, are you guys part of the force?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I called the police a couple times. I was going to say something to the doctor, but he's been a bit odd lately. Anyway, I just some folks prowling around. Again, my apologies. I didn't mean to interrupt whatever you're doing. Just, it's a nice quiet street. You know, we don't want any trouble. I'm just making sure. And he looks like the kind of guy who could handle trouble.
Yeah. Barbus rings a bell too, probably.
In so much as
Marbus would.
How far is this guy away?
I kind of came across a similar name, so that's why
he goes by either name. I'm going to probably try to say that quietly. He goes by Marbus or Barbus. Marbus is kind of a...
Yeah.
What type of people are you talking
to? Just some... Like I said, there were some folks who were just hanging out, not really sure. They weren't from around here. Scared them off once or twice, called the cops. That's the end of it. Again, I didn't mean to bother you folks. He said, wasn't sure, saw you sitting out here for a little while. You know, what? Just checking on my neighbors. That's all.
Did you get a plate number?
It was a rental, I think. Like I said, cops didn't think anything about it. But like I said, I don't like people messing with my neighbors. So, you know, I'm just checking out.
How far from here to the local PD?
There's a station right around the corner. He kind of just points down the way, 2 or 3 minute drive. No, I thought maybe that you were keeping an eye on the place or something. Sorry, I had the planes closed or something. Just gotcha. Definitely, I saw you all. It's a little unusual to see, you know,
four folks in a car, middle of the day kind of thing on this street. So just checking on you.
I apologize. I missed your name.
He kind of looks. My name's Daniel. But anyway, folks, again, my apologies. I live over there. Just double checking. He sort of starts walking back to his yard.
It's going to be so hard in this game for me and my character not to just ask questions.
You can ask questions. You do you, man.
How else do you investigate?
Well, every time I want to ask questions, everybody feels like, you can't ask questions.
You can ask questions. It just depends on how you ask them. Like, if you're going to be like, hey, I'm a stranger. Who lives in that stranger's house? I'm like, yeah, that's pretty dumb.
I'm just saying, if you're outside doing work at your home, and somebody you don't know comes up to you, and even in a roundabout way, tries to ask you about somebody else in your neighborhood, you would give up any kind of information?
It depends on how they presented themselves.
Yeah.
And I would like to point out that of anybody at this table that I believe could bullshit their way through a conversation, it's that guy.
I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying.
But
three times tonight, you've gone, ooh, that's pretty good.
I just don't know. My character being on the outside of the program and me not having played Delta Green, really.
Oh, no, I can't wait for you to find it. I can't wait for you to find this line, Flynn. I'm looking forward to it.
So I think I'm just going to go for it.
You do you, man. You do you. Daniel goes back to his yard and continues to pick up various sticks and sweep the yard. And eventually, if you sit there a little while, he goes back into the house.
All right. We have a different name. I'm going to do a Google search on my...
God, wait, what are you Googling? Sorry.
Dr. Barbas.
I was going to Google Daniel at 917. 917? Sorry.
Sure, you can Google Daniel.
I was trying to find the guy's last name.
It's 9917.
Oh, gotcha.
It's clearly he didn't give it to us.
It doesn't take long, especially if you start connecting words Medford and Boston, to find a Dr. Elias Barbas. You find a LinkedIn account. You also find photos and so on and so forth with an individual with the basic description that Eduardo gave you, linked to the Massachusetts State Police. He's a doctor of... you find out that he appears to be listed as an administrator for the Massachusetts State Police Crime Lab. It also appears that he has been or is president of the local chapter of the National Association of Police Organizations. Appears to be positions, not necessarily presidents, but being a being high up in the police crime laboratory for Massachusetts State Police. Looks like he's been doing that for 20 years, probably. Like, you're getting the sense that this guy is probably close to retirement and has worked for the force for 20, 25, 30 years, something like that.
But his LinkedIn profile says, like, to present?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but we don't know if he's updated that.
Just before that, recently... You know, inhabited by demon, I think.
So, yeah, now you know. He works for the state police. That's a relatively easy connection, assuming that that's, you know, you don't get a pen to paper, this is his address, blah, blah, blah. You don't have those types of connections. But you can pretty much sum up between the sort of description from Eduardo, from what the guy said, blah, blah, blah. You're connecting the dots.
Okay. Let the... statistics show that anyone named Elias on our podcast is a no-go. It's a bad idea.
I mean, in fairness, there's only been one. So
yeah, that's all you need.
We're not, very good friends.
Not a very good, Barbas. Not a very good sample size.
So now what?
Okay, so we know who the guy is. We know who. Well, we know who lived there or lives there. Well, no, we know the. It's matching the description, so we have a good idea that that's who made the.
Mm-hmm. What do they get on the neighbor?
Oh, I mean, that's going to be really hard to figure out.
It's going
to
be hard. I can't look up his address and find the name and last name of who owns the place.
Can you look up my address and find my last name?
There's a public record of the home of ownership, I believe.
Yeah, but you're not going to find that necessarily on the internet. Like, if you want to drive to City Hall and figure it out, you could probably do that with, like, a bureaucracy or, something of that nature. But I don't think that's something that you could pull up easily on Google.
Inez, how much would you suggest we dig into this guy? Like, would reaching out to any of your contacts make sense? Just to see who this guy is, why he might be reaching out for help for
Mr. Marbus Barbus?
Marbus Barbus.
Marbus Barbus.
Marby Barby.
Helter Skelter.
I mean, I don't necessarily have any contacts that's going to give us any kind of information.
Okay.
I mean, former military probably has better contacts than I do.
I mean, it depends on how deep you want to dive into this. So, Mr. Marbus Barbus, whichever you want to call him.
It's Dr. Barbus and Mr. Marbus.
Whatever. At this point,
it's a Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, at this point, I'm assuming he's a demon.
You wouldn't call Hyde doctor.
And he goes by both. There are rankings to this demonology. I will list them for you.
Damn it. I can't wait for Daniel to come in here with f***ing pie charts.
72 names we got to go through.
I literally thought
there's
about...
There's only like five positions.
I literally thought about going... Yeah, I think there's like six, but you're right. Some of them have two. Some of them have more than one. But I can tell you that Barbus is one from the bottom as president. So his ranking's rather low. But Person is a king who is the highest of the roles as far as the order goes. And give me a second.
Outside the M, I've heard that name, and I'm just trying to remember where I heard that name.
What, from. Person?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember.
Well,
other searches, anything else you want to do at in Medford?
I mean, how much right. digging are you wanting to get?
Here's the orders real quick. One is kings, two is dukes. Three,
it's just feudalism.
Three is princes. Four is marquises, and then fifth is president, and then the next is earls and or counts. And then the final but last is knights, but there's only one knight.
Who is?
Firkas.
It's a real...
He says knee.
Inverted pyramid of hierarchy there. It's not quite how the feudal system normally works.
I mean, at the beginning, it kind of seems that way, but then it changes after about the third one.
Anything else you guys want to do since you're outside the house?
Like, what are you wanting to find out? What are you wanting to get information on?
Why this guy might be reaching out to us specifically for help. Is this
this is way out there in the outfield, but if Barbus or Marbus, the demon himself, is asking for help, he has a lower hierarchy than Person does as a king. I mean, if this demon's trying to, like, which I don't know how he would know us with Delta
Green.
I have
no idea. I just know that there is a guy who made a reservation who sent us all this coded stuff.
He wants us for some reason.
Troy, roll alertness.
What's your alertness, if you don't mind telling us?
40.
Okay.
32. Think so.
Yeah. Pass. You're kind of listening to them arguing back and forth, and you're kind of looking back at the house, and for a moment, you see what looks like an upper window curtain brush open, and you can kind of see a shadowy silhouette kind of peer out. The sun is kind of at an awkward angle, but it looks like someone from the second story is reaching out and looking at your car.
You know, it's funny, because none of us tried knocking on the door.
Or even really approaching a door.
True, yeah, that is true.
Hey, guys, don't call too much attention to it, but I think someone's home. So we can either go and try and knock on the door, or we can skedaddle, because, I think the phrase is, we've been made.
Driver?
Lucas, you are the wheel man.
I'm already parked out front. You want to get out, or you want me to pull in?
Everyone's looking at me.
You're the one who had to bug up your butt to come out here, so what do you want to do?
Well, we found out Dr. Barbus.
Yeah.
We have a name. We kind of know what to expect, or who to expect. I don't know. I'm okay if we want to just go to the restaurant. We have information.
So you're fast-forwarding to September 1st?
Do any of us have any contacts in the program that we could use?
Probably.
I have Winston.
I think the only person I have is Flynn's character, so.
I'll call Winston. Let's skedaddle.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. You take off.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi. I have a favorite.
Hey, Sam.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Good, good, good. I wasn't expecting to hear from you. What can I do for you?
It's not going well.
I was wondering if you had any information on a person, a human being.
It's a bit odd.
Don't want to say person.
Can you? Can you be a little more? Can you be a little more specific, Sam?
His name is Elias Barbus. Have you heard the name before?
Can't say that I have. Should I?
I don't know. I had an idea that maybe he was connected.
Oh, connected. I could check into that for you.
I'd appreciate that.
Sure, sure. Anything I could do for you.
Yeah, just information, Dr. Elias Barbus.
Absolutely.
President of the National Association of Police Fraternity Brothers in Boston.
In arms.
Oh, wait, did you guys find out that he was actually president of something?
Yes.
Okay.
Roderick, just his eyes start glowing.
Yeah, he works for the state. He's in the crime lab, but he's also leads local chapter or something.
Yeah, I could see. How
have I not heard
of
this guy
that
before?
Yeah, I'd appreciate it. Yeah,
for sure. Keep your phone on you. I'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one.
Got my guy. My guy on it.
Uh huh. Uh huh. I'm sure he'll get back to you real quick.
Sure,
Cody.
My contact's not too happy with me right now, so I probably shouldn't contact him for a while, because he's...
Flynn and I have already exchanged who and how and what Winston is like. I felt like that was a pretty good portrayal. Mm-hmm. I like to imagine that Winston has a spray tan, very big glasses, blown back blonde hair, and just smiles uncomfortably all the time. He looks like he belongs in the 80s. He's one of those that's constantly smiling.
That guy over there?
Basically.
Are you going then to the... Are we moving forward then to the first and the party?
Sure.
I think so.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah.
Do you just want to go right to 8 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
You can go to 7 o'clock if you
want. Yeah, well, let's show up early. Walks in. Let's show up early and just, you know...
What time do you show up?
7 o'clock.
What are you doing?
Roderick's probably going to wear like a sweater vest.
Watching the front
fancy.
Door. See who walks in.
I don't know how everyone else is going to dress attire-wise, but it is a party. So
you're all just going to hang out in the restaurant and wait for him? You're going to hang out in the party room?
Yeah, probably the bar. Probably
or do we want to hang out outside in the car and see who walks in?
Roderick's going to head into the bar.
Okay, Roderick's in the bar.
I'll head in with Roderick. You guys can stay out here if you want and keep an eye.
Yeah, I'll chill in the car.
Okay. Right about 7 o'clock, you see a 2010 Ford Escape pull up. You happen to notice it because you see a man matching the LinkedIn picture of Dr. Elias Barbus is driving it. He's wearing a heavy trench coat. Seems to be fairly sweaty, almost dirty. You can tell that the Ford Escape also, you know, kind of glancing at it, looks like it has a state police sticker. You know, kind of the tags are, you know, what is it? Fraternal Order of Police or whatever, FOOP, you know, that kind of thing. And you see him walk in. He kind of nods and he points back to the party room. You can see that there is a sign out that says private function, Richard Zialoni birthday. That's put up. The tables are now down off the chairs. It's all set up.
Who,
you know?
Who does he point to?
No. He walks in and people are like, oh, can I get you a table? And he just points back to the room and completely ignores them. You notice he kind of shuffles. He's walking a little bit awkwardly. But he goes and he sort of sits down at the table, puts his hands up in front of his chin and just stares at the door.
So he goes into the party room
mm-hmm.
and just sits down and just stares at the door.
Yep.
Okay.
Deacon, what are you seeing with this guy? Anything that...
So them two would probably notice him approaching.
Yeah.
What about me and Inez?
Yes.
Inez?
Yeah, no, you definitely see him walk in. Alertness rolls?
Because we would be looking for him.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know what he looks like.
That's an odd one.
Woo!
Is he...
It's good, but means nothing in this game.
Oh, really?
It does. I mean, it's not
oh,
a critical.
It's doubles,
not a critical,
right?
Critical success.
Yes. Yeah,
is he's moving? His gait is awkward, but you also are detecting a He's making a strange noise. Like, what are the... Like, you know how breakaway pants made that distinctive noise when people walked in them and makes that...
Swishy pants.
Swish.
Like, there's something awkward about the way he's moving. He's making a noise that doesn't make sense. Like, it's not a squeaky shoe. It's not fibers of cloth rubbing together.
I mean, what kind of pants is he wearing? Just like... Jeans?
Slacks.
Okay.
Yeah, just like basic slacks. Heavy shirt. And like I said, he's got a big overcoat.
Well,
a big sort of trench coat over the top.
At the moment I notice it, I would nudge Inez and be like...
Does he seem to take notice of us?
No. He sort of walks head down right into the party room, sits down, and then begins staring at the door. He's now gone from the field of view of you guys unless you move from where you're at. His car's kind of parked 3 or 4 spots down, you know.
And you pass the party room going to the bathroom?
You could, yeah. Theoretically, you could meander your way around it.
I will go to the bathroom.
Sure.
And just to see if he makes any sort of move or remark with me walking by.
He doesn't. He just seems to sort of just stare at the door.
Okay.
Anything the two in the car want to do?
It's time to meet the man.
Yep. Head in.
Walk in, walk into the party room, and sit down.
Man, I'm thinking about not meeting this guy, and you guys are just like, whoop. Go straight in.
We're here for a reason.
We are, but at the same time, I'm...
As soon as you walk in, you see him sort of nod. He's looking in your general direction, but not necessarily making eye contact. You know, sometimes the people who have, like, social anxiety don't... You know, he kind of... Have a seat.
Yeah, absolutely, I said.
And you notice the same thing as he kind of straightens in his chair, and you kind of hear, like, a rustling noise.
Rustling?
Yeah, like something...
Rustle in the bushes?
Rustle in the bushes.
No, I mean, no, seriously, like rustling, rat, like, what do you mean by rustling?
I mean...
As if something he was wearing is loose?
Kind of a...
Like he's made of paper?
I don't know that it's necessarily paper, but it's of that noise.
I'm not there, but like, what part of it, what part of him does that? Like this...
It just seems to happen when he moves that one time.
He has some sort of like...
But it's as he moves. It's not. He's not sitting still, and there is a noise.
And
as best as you can tell, yeah, that's
skin disease. Leave him alone.
His voice seems to be hoarse.
A little bit, yeah. He also seems to talk very directly. I've got a better description for him, I think, here for you.
So, say, does he look sickly or anything?
He definitely looks like he's uncomfortable. He's a tall African American man with gray hair, a mustache, and a beard, and brown eyes. He's gaunt. Moves slowly, appears ill, has a flat affect, and doesn't appear to engage much in eye contact. You also notice he seems to—you can't see a lot of his arms, but it seems that his hands are hard worked. He looks like he just came from working a job at like a tire change place or a quick oil place. Like his hands seem dirty. Greasy, oily. You kind of get a sense, a smell of strong body odor, oil, and gasoline. Otherwise, he doesn't appear to either want to look at you or engage in contact. Engage in conversation, I mean.
Just a reminder that Barbas, the demon, teaches mechanical arts. So if that, you know.
At one point, somebody comes in and says, some water for your table? And he goes, no. And just waves him away.
Oh, Jesus. What does Inez do? Do you come back from the bathroom?
I'll come back from the bathroom. Take note that these two have entered the room and come back to the bar with Roderick. Not much time has passed, right? So they've entered the party room fairly early than we were supposed to.
Yeah. We'll say it's 7:15.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of hesitant to meet this guy. It's just I've dealt with this stuff in the past, and it's not something that I willingly sign up for.
Yeah. I just kind of wish the other two wouldn't have already gone in. Like,
as you're sitting in this room, it is kind of cloying, this smell. And like I said, it's not just gasoline and motor oil. He also smells unkempt. He appears to be, I mean, it's decent temperature. I mean, it's not, it's the 1st of September in Boston, so the weather's not great.
What was his facial features again?
He is, has a gray beard, a mustache, and beard, and brown eyes.
Okay.
And gaunt.
He is gaunt.
Well, I mean, I guess with the other two going in, we probably have no choice to go in because they're probably waiting for us.
Everything all right, Mr.
Are you walking?
They're already in there.
I'm already sitting there.
He's sort of, sorry. Lost my train of thought there for a second. As you turn and look into him, he says, fine. Two more.
Saying to Roderick, I'm going to wait closer to 8 o'clock.
Okay. I will sit here with you then.
I'm going to send Inez, or Roderick, a text. This is awkward. Get
Who are you
here.
Talking to?
The other two.
Yeah.
You're just going to talk for him? Jesus.
Well, we might as well not waste time. Tell him to come here.
Send.
All right, I'm going to get this text, and I'm going to show it to Inez.
New like, phone, who dis?
Who this? But like, I done moved out of the state. Good luck. I'm going to show you the text and say that apparently they want us now.
Go ahead.
You're going to wait?
I'm going to text at 8 o'clock.
Okay. So, I mean, he only texted me, so I'm going to go in and...
Sit.
When I go in, I'm going to greet him, Mr. President.
Sit.
When I greet him, does he do anything? Any reaction? Okay. And then I will sit down.
8 o'clock?
I'll wait till about like 7:40-ish.
Okay. As you start to walk in, he says, close the door.
Certainly, Mr. Marbus, correct?
You can call me Exeter.
Or was it Barbus?
I'd prefer Exeter.
Will you spell that for me?
I'm getting ready to send you a picture late chat.
He's an Exeter. Interesting.
So now you guys have a picture of who we've been describing. And lovely Dennis Detweiler painted art. He's done a lot of stuff, so I'm going to put as much of it as I can in this game so you guys can see it. So I don't have to show you the book because I don't have the book.
That is a painting?
Dude, you look at some of his paintings and you're like, that's not a painting, that's a photograph.
Holy
Why have I not got it yet? I'm connected to the Wi-Fi.
It's in the drive.
Oh, duh.
Homeboy's unreal.
It's not going to pop up as a...
Yeah, it's not a notification. Just go
okay.
In
it's insane.
Yeah, okay.
Insane.
And you see him sort of... The operation is codenamed India Moon. Your assignment is to locate some missing former operatives.
What was the codename again?
India Moon. These operatives were under the care of a psychiatric facility in Boston. This facility has connections to the group. They've now gone missing.
You said they were committed to like a asylum?
Correct. Each former operative went missing on 28th of August, at approximately the same time.
Time frame?
The police have not been alerted, but the group wants them found.
Missing, sorry, what date, sorry?
The 28th of August.
So how much of Delta Green do we know? Because, I mean, I as a player know that this is something that they would want taken care of, because in Delta Green, when you're found out, or compromised, you are eliminated, arrested, and typically Delta Green doesn't help you out. So how much of this as a player would I know?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
And about what time of day?
You see him reach inside as he kind of crinkles, and he pulls out what appears to be a photograph. He's paying no attention to any questions that you're asking, it seems to be. A message was left on the wall of one of their rooms. And he hands the photo to Flynn. Flynn, I am not putting this in the box yet. I'd like you to read it to the group.
Okay.
I am Facebook messaging you. And if you could describe it for the audience as well, that would be fantastic.
All right. Looks like kind of heavy, almost like finger painting, dark brown, reddish in tone. Abigail Wright has gone to sea, crossed the waves to rescue me. In a ship both tall and fine, she rounds the corner, marking time. And at each break, it's a line break.
Is that it?
Yep.
Repeat it one more time, please.
Abigail Wright has gone to sea, crossed the waves to rescue me. In a ship both tall and fine, she rounds the corner, marking time.
And you now should all see something called the message that is now in the Dropbox. In the Google Drive. Before their incarceration... Each operative came in contact with a book said to have unusual properties. This book is known by many titles, by many names. Any recovery of this book, this occult item, is to be reported. Barring a cursory examination for title and author only, these documents are not to be read.
Do we have a description or name of the book?
Specifics are restricted by the group.
You want us to find a book? We don't even know what the f*** it's called.
He pays no attention to the question you've asked. He reaches into a massive pocket on a trench coat on his side, again rustling as he does so, and pulls out an early 90s satellite phone, like one of the big, honking, chunky ones. And he sets it on the table. He also bends down, and apparently in the folds of his coat, he's got like a bag that goes with him.
It's a bag phone?
I mean, we're talking about the old chunky ones that were like a foot and a half tall, you know, just had the numbers on it and hit the call button, big antenna. You could contact the group only with this. Dial *616. But communication should be kept brief and as needed only.
And you expect us to carry this brick around?
Secure communications are important. He reaches into his coat and produces what appears to be a business card. Dr. Richard Dallin is the director of Dorchester House Psychiatric Treatment Facility. This is his contact information. He is friendly with the group and is familiar with our activities. He's expecting to hear from you. One final piece of information. He hands a small piece of paper, almost like the back of a receipt or a small notepad or something, very crinkled. He reaches out and puts it on the table. This is the list. And he hands you a list of names. If one of you would like to read that, whoever sort of grabs it off the table and looks at it first.
Enrique Vidal, Adam Mel McClockock, Pedro Agia, Kim Plaslod. Presume these are the four missing?
Correct.
What about the request exemplar that was inside the invitation?
So, having asked that, Lucas, since, I just lost your character's name.
Deacon.
Deacon. I keep wanting to call you Duncan. Since Deacon picked up the list, you immediately recognize that the handwritten names on that list match the exemplar. Whoever wrote one wrote the other.
Did you write this list?
Yes.
That doesn't explain what was the request exemplar for.
This is unimportant to what we are trying to accomplish. Please stay on task.
Then why was it included with the invitation?
Do you have any questions about the operation?
Yes, we've been asking them. I'm not going into another situation with half-ass answers when you can very well give us more than you're letting on. I'm not doing that again. So you can answer our questions, or you can find some other people to do this.
You are the ones tasked for this.
Exactly, so help us out. Don't let us go in there half-blind.
I've given you what you need to know.
And you just asked if we have questions, which we've been asking and you're not giving. So, like, this is just a simple, like, couple questions we're wanting some answers to.
You see him wipe a significant amount of sweat off of his head. What are your questions, then?
Why was the exemplar included in the invitation?
He seems puzzled. This is unimportant.
That's not a reasonable answer.
The invitation was a clandestine way of getting you here. That is its only purpose.
But then you included something deeper inside of it. If it didn't have any importance, then why include it for us to find?
You get the feeling that the letter, the exemplar itself, is not of much importance as the seal at the bottom.
What other questions do you have?
Why are you using an alias of two different demon names?
Operational security.
And then the exemplar also had a demon name on it. Like, these are just some really weird coincidences.
Operational security.
So you're not going to be helpful at all? That's what we're getting from this?
You need to find the agents on the list.
What can you tell us about the agents?
Dr. Dallin will have more information.
What's the name of the book?
That is need to know.
Right, which we should need to know because we're trying to find it. You said it goes by many names. Can we have one of those?
No.
Then how are we going to find it?
When will we know when we know what the book is? Or how will we know what the book is?
You'll probably know when your fellow agent puts a bullet in the back of your head.
That's not something that I would agree to be a part of.
You see him start to stand. If you'll excuse me, there's more that I need to do.
I will stand in the way of the doorway.
What's wrong with your bones, sir?
Looks like your bones are bad.
Nothing is wrong with me in the slightest. Do you have any other questions that I can answer so I may leave and continue my mission?
Can't answer, will answer. I guess those are the distinctions. Because you don't seem to be answering many.
Speak to Dr. Dallin. If you still have questions, call *616.
He's going
to
have the name of the book?
He will have further information.
If I call that number, they'll have the name of the book?
If the program sees fit to give you more information, it will provide you with more information.
Can you tell us why you're lying to us?
Are you new to the program?
You said that these...
It shows on your face.
Well, yeah. When did they actually go missing?
28th of August.
So the same day our invitations arrived? So you just knew ahead of time that they went missing on that day? Or is FedEx just real f***ing fast?
You meant Flynn.
Haven't you ever seen that movie with Tom Hanks?
Yeah, he crashes.
This is where this is going.
Got it.
I mean, obviously this guy has got something going on. He's got kind of hard ass written all over him. He is being difficult. But like, there are certain moments that you have kind of just... utterly baffled him, and like you get the sense that like it for a moment it's like he realizes your confusion and why you're confused, and then it just goes right on by him. But he is similarly like you.
Not it seems like he's also confused. I assume that's what you're getting at.
Yeah, no, he it's
we're asking a ton of questions that he doesn't seem to also have.
He's the informant. But that's all he has is the information to give us, and that's all he knows.
He's bottom rung of the ladder right now.
Which could have been a simple answer he could have given, but he's not.
He's probably not allowed
well,
to.
Well, he's dying of bone cancer.
Osteoporosis. Osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis.
Which technically is not cancer, but yes.
You need some milk?
If you'll excuse me, miss... That is what I would say. Speak to the good doctor. Call the phone in case of emergency.
Right. Thanks for your not help.
Excuse me.
I'll step out of the way.
Okay. And he walks by.
He's still shuffling?
Oh, yeah. Every day he's shuffling.
What else is he? Oh, did he take all that with him? Or
no, he left everything that I've given you.
But he's still shuffling.
Okay, so we're closer to him this time. Can we tell what's shuffling about him? Like a certain part of his body? Is it his pockets? Is it
he's got
legs?
More stuff in there that he's not sharing with us.
Is it his coat pocket?
Now
is
you would say he's not just wearing wind pants. He's wearing the whole wind suit.
Okay.
It's like he's wearing a giant wind suit inside a wind suit underneath all of his clothes and his jacket.
And when I tried to address him as Mr. President, he didn't respond with anything other than just
no.
Sit down.
Okay. Just looked at you kind of with contempt.
Here I did all this information on demons for probably nothing. Oh, goodness.
It's probably not for nothing, but
he
may also not be entirely lying about...
I mean, yeah, but it's...
being code names, but why would you...
He, unless you guys are going to stop or interrupt him or anything else, you're going to see him go out, get back in that Ford Escape, and drive away.
Nope, I think we got anything that we were going to get from him.
Yeah.
Which wasn't much, but I don't see much more we're going to do, so.
Drinks, anybody? Apps are buy one, get one free.
Did,
I forgot about those.
Mr. Marbus pay ahead? Like, is there a...
The room is reserved for 90 minutes.
I didn't know if he had, like, covered a certain, like, amount of the bill up to a certain...
It just seems like it's room rental.
Oh, okay. I was going to put it all on his tab.
Hey, we still got this room, though.
He party! He paid in cash and gave a fake name because he's a good agent. What next?
Well, we have a psychiatric facility.
The term Exeter still is, like, sticking with me.
Wait, guys, I'm gonna say it. This is all, like, some kind of impossible landscape.
Really? Really? Of all the times that you could potentially use it, you're gonna burn it now.
Oh, I'm gonna be burning it every session.
You said the name of the thing.
Every session.
Yes.
You know, okay, so, I mean, this guy may be an agent, and he may have been using a fake name, but the fact that he used Marbus, or whatever the alternative is, Barbus, but then this, we had the sigil of person.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it doesn't add up.
Nope.
Unless person is a different agent going by another code name. But he wouldn't give us information on that. He said it wasn't important to the case, but it was still included in the invitation. This is the kind of shit why I left the CID. Like, this is not what I signed up for. I didn't sign up for anything, to be honest. Nothing. Like, I just
went to the Hilton.
Yeah. I just, they wanted me for a consultant for information, and I went there, and, you know, they paid me for it, but.
Yeah, but that's how the programs run. You're just a cog.
Apparently so, because.
Willingly or otherwise.
Yeah, apparently, because, like I said, I didn't sign nothing, and I'm just here because of my curiosity. So how do we proceed with this case? Like, how do we proceed with what's going on?
Talk to the doctor.
We have the good doctor. But I think we also have some names. We have potential missing people from a psych ward, which is probably on some people's radar, hopefully. So we can
which, like I said, there. Out of game, I'm thinking, why are we being sent to help former agents of Delta Green when that's something Delta Green doesn't do? But I don't know that end game. I'm just conflicted.
Wait, how do we know he's a former agent?
We asked.
No, we're locating former agents.
Yes,
the ones that
escaped. So normally, by the book, like I said, out of game, by the book, Delta Green says, if you get arrested or whatever, you're on your own. The program doesn't take action if that happens to you.
Disavowed would be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But again, in game, I don't know that. But still, it makes me conflicted as a person playing the game. So we don't have anything else to do but go talk to the doctor.
He wrote those names, which matches the executor.
And then he said...
Exemplar, which means he's lying.
You also have... I did give you 4 or 5 pieces of new evidence, and don't forget you also have a sat phone.
Yeah.
If you'd like me, I can put a picture. He drew a nice picture of the sat phone if you'd like to have
I want
me,
the picture because I like his art.
But there also did seem to be something wrong with him, and there was the coded help me in the message.
Yeah, that's...
But that handwriting didn't match the other stuff, so somebody else might have wrote that. But he could have still noted over the help me. Like, who knows? But
so is he here?
I'd also like to throw out there, when I add this, I'm pretty sure the person holding the phone is supposed to possibly be Shane Ivy. I'm not sold on it. But Dennis, if you're out there listening, which I know you aren't, but if you are, hit me up. Is that supposed to be kind of like a weird mock-up of Shane? Because it looks to me like a weird mock-up of Shane. Anyway, carry on.
I mean, he looks like a very broken man. If he is bringing us into this not of his own volition, then he could be coding that message.
Oh, he didn't ask about the help me or anything.
Yes!
Well, because I was trying to discern whether or not that might have been him.
Or someone else.
So I didn't want to throw it out there because he was already being cagey, so...
But the writing in the exemplar matches the writing on the
list of names.
And on the card? On the actual invitation?
No.
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 The invitation was not.
Okay.
Matching. Which even then, like, someone else could have wrote that and he could have went over and blotted those letters afterwards if he slipped in that exemplar piece.
Yeah.
But then again.
That also, well, I don't know. See, I just have an invitation maker guy. It's like I got a guy. Makes my invitations.
Why? Kind of looks like Shane.
Can I try to reference?
It does, doesn't it?
Well, I don't remember him being so great, but
no. But it just kind of the facial shape, with the glasses a little bit. I feel like Shane has chops a little bit, just a little bit of sideburn. Mm. It's also been a long time since I've seen Shane Ivey in person too. So I just remember getting to that page and being like, that kind of looks like he might have traced Shane's face or something. I don't know. For all I know, he makes this shit up completely off the top of his own head.
Well, just like Mark Wahlberg on the front of the book here.
If you do take a look at the sat phone, since we're talking about it, it does appear to be from the early 90s. The bag includes a charging cord, a 9-volt adapter, and an international plug set.
So we can carry this in a bag?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's a bag phone.
Well, yeah, because I was getting ready to say I'm going to get a backpack for this shit because I'm not going to carry it around.
That's literally what the bag is for.
The phone was manufactured by Sear Inc. and has the brand logo of a Pegasus. The phone has 13 keys, 0 through 9, plus symbol and function keys. Each key has 2 letters of the alphabet on it.
Only 2, huh? Not 3?
Mm. What letters are associated with 616?
I'd have to do it out. I mean, if it's 2 letters per, so it's probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Because it's 13, so that means the star and the pound would also have letters on it. So you'd have to block it out.
Yeah, it's 2 per, so...
What's the extra button?
1 through 9 and 0 would that's be 10, 11, 12, probably the power button?
Would have letters on it?
That's the bra button.
It has 13 keys, 0 through 9. Might be a typo.
It's the bra button.
Well, there's...
Seriousness.
I mean, they typically leave off Q and Z, so those might be omitted as well, but...
Well, ideally it's got a send or receive button.
To...
I mean, it's a cell phone-ish type thing, right? So...
Well, no. You pick it up, you dial a number.
Would you not have to push a button to get a dial tone first?
It'd be the power button.
So that is the power button then.
Yeah. You just turn it on and then you dial a number.
Okay.
If I remember my bag phones.
Can I try to reference Abigail Wright in like, I don't know, Global Ship Logs or something?
Global Ship Logs.
As if it's a boat, the name of a ship?
I tried Googling and nothing came up as far as like...
So did I, and I just thought maybe it's in-game only.
Historical.
Let me think about something. Let me think about that for a minute.
It's the name of a Norwegian cruiser, maybe.
It's the name of a person.
Oh, she's a person.
Yeah.
Who works for Norwegian.
No, don't say it.
Did she write a book?
Where's...
Shoot him!
For some reason, that last line about turning the corner, was it marked by time? Marked in time?
Marking time.
I don't know where Big Ben is, but that's the only thing on close enough to a...
I'm waiting for the next stupid thing you're getting ready to say.
No, I keep thinking like, there's got to be a clock or something. What is time? Makes no sense to me.
What is time, man?
What is time?
It's a flat circle. All right.
I don't know where Big Ben is, but what is time? Oh, I love how this is...
I'm just over here drawing phone keypads.
Yeah.
I think the coded message is lack. L-A-K. What could it mean? What is he telling us?
Which one here? That one.
Wait. Star.
Lucas, make me a D100 roll.
Where does the star go?
35.
You're going to be Googling for a little while. Anything else anybody wants to do?
Has anyone tried?
Can I throw out the name Philemon Wright?
You can throw it out.
Is that any connection
to
Abigail?
You don't know who Abigail is, so I don't know how to. I don't know how to associate that.
I literally Googled Abigail Wright, and like there's a historical person, Philemon Wright, whose wife's name is Abigail, and they lived in Boston. So I was just like, well, those are some really really weird connections. So
yeah, that is fair true. Enough. Has anyone tried to look up this asylum to see what any kind of articles we could find about it?
Go for it.
I'm assuming, given that it's about time to be wrapping up, that you gentlemen are about ready to be done for this evening.
Okay. I got nothing else to do.
Well, I know, but...
I'm the same way. It's up to everybody else.
You all are starting to get that punch drunk look, and this is definitely a game where you want to be actively thinking.
Well, Daniel's mostly half drunk, actually.
So. Oh, hush it. I'm fine.
Deacon, it takes a lot of searching.
Sure.
But apparently you just keep flipping through the pages of Google. Abigail Wright, Abigail Wright, Abigail Wright. Search, 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 search. You find A missing persons report from 1995, where an Abigail, parentheses, Abby Wright, went missing in New York City.
Is there any other information, further details about who she was, where she went missing, anything of importance? Suspects?
No, she was just reported missing by her father.
What's her father's name? Is it listed?
Thomas Wright. The missing persons report, Lucas, is actually from June 4th, 1995. And her last known address was East 32nd Street in Manhattan. And she went missing from a studio apartment in a place called the McAllister Building.
Can I deep dive on whether or not her father's still alive?
Yes, Flynn.
I don't want a metagame.
No, McAllister Building sounds very familiar to me.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Huh.
All right. That's fine. Podcast over. I'm calling it a retirement. I'm done. We're all good here. How are you?
We win?
Somebody. Or anybody. Just please.
Knife floors.
Knife floors.
Thank you.
Our title track and additional musical arrangements were provided by friend of the podcast, Ian Shannon. Find more of his work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com or the Rancors Brothel on Facebook. You can also interact with other listeners at the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Want to contact us? Reach out to @rancors_brothel on Twitter or via email at therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everyone. We'll be right back.